Warning, what you're about to hear is extremely stupid. We apologize in advance.
Warning, what you're about to hear may cause hearing damage. Please turn down your headphones.
Warning, what you're about to hear may cause brain damage.
Welcome to the Glitches and Gearheads podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. This is Corin. I'm here with my co-host, Devin.
Hi.
And Jordan.
Yo!
And this is the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. I have no topics. Jordan, go ahead.
Oh my God. You dumb.
You've done nothing. You are literally the worst.
You were the worst. All right.
I good hated thing. That intro, and I think everybody else will also.
Well,
now you have to add an actual warning at the beginning for headphone users.
Okay,
right, ready? Like
that should just be our new intro. We should start off with a disclaimer of this may cause brain damage.
Actually, I was talking to a guy at work today, and he told me he's been listening to the podcast. No.
Listen to the podcast.
I mean, not yet. it's only a little bit, but no, he said he's liking it so far. So we got
good.
But also he definitely does have also brain damage.
He's lost a couple brain cells.
Probably.
One per episode.
Yeah.
You it know what? Sense. That's a small price to pay, actually.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Nothing. I lose more than that daily. Twitter.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Facts. All right. So, do you genuinely not have a topic? Am I starting us off?
I mean, I came topics. With the heat. I came with the heat, so I'm kind of relying on you guys.
I got topics for days, boys.
I got one. So, I was going to talk about this last week, but as the listeners know, I was not here. So, I'm talking about it this week instead. A few weeks back, we were talking about, you know, Microsoft versus Sony and PS5 versus Xbox Series X, blah, blah. And we were basically saying that it comes down to the fact that Sony has better exclusives for the most part. So that's one of the main reasons that people buy PlayStations. Microsoft apparently listened to that episode, and then they decided that they were going to go off and buy ZeniMax. For $7.5 billion.
Oh my goodness.
Now, ZeniMax is the parent company of a lot of other game studios, including Bethesda. So Microsoft now owns Bethesda and everything that Bethesda has worked on. So Skyrim, Doom. Let's see, what else? What else has Bethesda done? I'm
Wolfenstein.
Drawing like a, huh?
Wolfenstein. Fallout.
Yeah, Wolfenstein Fallout. Yeah. So
Diablo.
No, that's Blizzard. But,
yeah, okay. Get out of here with
wait,
that.
Wait. Get out of here. What's the one that Bethesda owns? They own a type of game like that. Crap was.
Yeah,
called?
Skyrim. That's what you're thinking of.
Am I?
Yeah.
Probably.
Elder Scrolls.
Okay, maybe I am.
So. Potentially all future games of like Elder Scrolls and Doom and Wolfenstein, all these Fallout. Fairly big games could be Xbox exclusive.
That'd be pretty interesting. That would definitely be a big come up for Microsoft there.
And all of those games are going to slowly be added to Xbox Game Pass. So you'll be able to play all of them for like, what is it, 10, 15 bucks a month?
Yeah, whatever it is.
That's pretty cool. I'd like to see that happen.
And also, $7.5 billion is like one of the biggest amounts of money that was spent on like one business acquiring another in history. That's a huge amount.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's insane.
Amount of money.
Like,
so, I mean, then again, to Bezos. To Mr. Jeff himself, to the Bays man, that's like an hour worth of work. No, that's an hour worth of him just sitting around.
He makes that much like as he sleeps at night. But yeah, that's kind of where I feel like if, and there's actually talks of Microsoft potentially buying Bungie back as well. And, you know, Bungie is, you know, currently doing Destiny 2, which is one of the biggest looter shooters available right now. And
I haven't played that game in a hot minute.
I wouldn't think that if they bought that, that it would go like Destiny 2 is now Xbox exclusive. That'd be pretty scummy. I think that would lose.
Well, I mean, it's points on both platforms right now anyway, but I feel like what they would probably do is like when Destiny 1 first came out, where they released certain items that were exclusive or first released on PlayStation, but they'd do the same for Xbox instead.
Yeah. So, you know, like we were saying, Microsoft is now like, they're realizing their mistakes from the previous generations. They're realizing that they don't have the strongest IPs. Like, basically, it's Halo, and that's more or less it.
Well, I think they're just realizing that, like you said, they don't have the strongest IPs, so they have to buy others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a matter of them realizing they... I guess it is. It is them realizing that they're not good enough, so they have to buy other games, basically.
And that's where Microsoft really has an edge over Sony, because Microsoft, at the end of the day, is a way bigger company than Sony actually is. Like, if you look at their market values, Microsoft blows Sony out of the water. Like, Microsoft could buy Sony if there was like a price tag attached to it. Microsoft could actually buy Sony,
I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, Microsoft.
Not
is,
that that would ever happen.
High up there.
Like, that would be a whole episode if that ever happened.
Oh yeah, that would be. We'd have so much to talk about with that.
That would be basically Microsoft claiming monopoly on all things.
Yeah, they run gaming now. It's like Microsoft or Nintendo are the two options at that point.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. So I got something else in the way of tech news.
Wait, before
if you want it.
Before you go to that, have you guys ever noticed if you go on Google and you type in something and you just let it sit there, it will flash like recommended things. Like, I put Bethesda games and it keeps flashing like in grayed out letters, like list 2019, 2020. I've
like
never seen that.
Like, as you keep typing, it'll keep popping
stuff
up?
No, not as I'm typing. I'm just sitting here on the web page, just not touching it. And it's like scrolling through.
Okay, like, I have to check this out. I've
recommended.
Never seen this before.
How long did you sit? Because mine's not doing that yet.
It's
Is
doing
your computer?
No, it's like
got some problems.
No, so I
typed in Bethesda games, and it just has a list for me. It's not like flashing recommendations.
Yeah, mine's doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's doing it.
If any of our listeners know why Corin's computer is doing that, not ours.
Check it
I
out.
I mean, I'm sure we could easily just send a Google search.
I'll stream it so you can see.
You're going to stream it?
Yeah.
I'm going to stream it.
Look. Right here. You see that?
Oh, you actually already ran the search. And then you're sitting up there.
Yeah.
Is your cursor in the box?
Okay, let me actually search it.
No, my cursor's over here.
No, like, did you click on the box last? You have a space in there.
Okay, so now I enter and I leave it.
Yeah, mine's not doing that, man.
Right there.
Yeah.
See? Isn't that crazy?
Mine's not doing that.
Yeah, you've got like idiot mode or something on. Like, I don't know. It's like, do you not know what
mode?
Yeah. Do you not know how to finish a sentence, bud? Like,
I mean, sometimes
Google just feels bad for you.
It's like, you know what? He's doing the best he can.
Just a random thing I saw that kind of blew my mind a little bit. But go ahead.
So, I've actually got something pretty interesting. We talked about the RTX 3090 a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And some brilliant mind installed Crysis 3 on the VRAM of a RTX 3090 and ran Crysis 3.
Huh?
Yeah. Without having to actually, you know, install it on hard drive and run it from there, they were able to do through a program called VRAM Drive. they were able to make a 15 gig virtual disk on the VRAM and install Crysis 3 onto it.
Okay.
NVIDIA RTX 3090 is such a monster. It can have Crysis 3 installed in VRAM.
And play at 75 FPS.
What?
Give me one second.
That is ridiculous.
It's going to be really crazy, too, because the way that it always happens with the NVIDIA cards is they'll release them, the Founders Edition, and then once stuff like EVGA and Zotac and all these other companies have them for a little while, they tune them up more.
Oh, yeah. It's like how we were saying with cars in like Hennessy.
Sorry, and there's already leaks of like a 3070 16 gig. So that's assuming that's going to be like a 3070 Super and a 3080. I think it's 20 gig. So again, like
so
a
like
3080 a 30... Ti or a 3080 Super.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that they were able to get that to run, because that's even faster than running it off of a SSD. I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty impressive. So I thought that would be, you know, something you guys might be interested in, being as we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
That's just crazy.
That's something.
I mean, imagine like, not having a drive and just like running your computer off a graphics card.
That would be ridiculous.
Like, imagine if that's something that's possible in 5 years. Like, you buy a processor, a board, and a graphics card, and that's all you need.
At that point, it's almost like if you just had a crazy powerful, what is it, a Cherry Pi? Those little, like, homemade computers.
Yeah, the Raspberry Pi.
Raspberry Pi, that's what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was a Raspberry Pi, but it actually was, like, super, super strong, that'd be kind of crazy. Yeah. I mean,
that would be interesting.
Look at phones. Phones are more powerful now than like the U.S. defense mainframe in the 60s.
Yeah.
And that that's had true. To fill like multiple rooms. But then we have this little phone in our pocket.
That dies on us.
That dies when in 2 hours after watching Netflix.
Yeah. Real.
And that gives us cancer because it's emitting 5G signal.
No. It's not cancer. It gives you causes COVID. Don't you know?
Oh, right.
Come on.
Right.
Come on, Corin.
Sorry.
Get
sorry,
with it. Sorry. Wake up, sheeple.
You want to know something else that's weird?
What?
Dodge sold 2 brand new Vipers in quarter 3 of 2020.
How many? What?
2. Brand new. As in 0 miles or less than 5 miles, whatever qualifies it as brand new, like never owned by another person before. They sold 2 of them in 2020. Production on them ended in 2017. Were they care to speculate on how that happened, or want me to just tell you?
Were they just like show cars?
No, it appears that they were owned by dealerships. And the owner of the dealership just stowed them away for years to wait for a high enough price to sell them as a new car. And apparently that's not uncommon either.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
that's kind
interesting.
Of smart on the dealers.
It is,
side.
But it kind
of
sucks because then you're leaving 2 examples that could be out on the road already because you want to try to up the sticker price.
Jeez, imagine there's some Japanese dude in his garage. He has a unmolested 240 just sitting there.
Oh, I'm sure there's
miles.
One. At
just
least.
Waiting for it.
Just waiting for the day. Waiting for the day he can sell it on the market for like $1 billion.
Yeah.
And then disappear.
And then just disappear, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's just kind of a weird thing to happen, you know, in 2020 during
makes
the height
wonder...
of COVID. And then this guy's like, hey, by the way, I got 2 new Vipers if you guys want them.
Anyone want makes, these?
Makes you wonder, like, what other cars are out there that are brand new that are not being made currently?
Like, I bet you there's like a Lexus LFA somewhere out there sitting at a dealership.
0 miles.
0 miles, brand new, never touched. Nobody's even sat in it, and this guy's kind of just holding it. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I see the benefit of it, because then you can preserve like an ideal model. And if you get it to be sold to somebody who's willing to pay that much over a sticker, I'm sure they're going to take really good care of it. And it'll probably be like a collection car, meaning it'll be a nice example for the rest of its life, hopefully. Which is cool, because you'll probably see it in a museum or something someday. But it's not being driven, which is sad.
Yeah. All right, so I have a question for you guys.
You have
one question.
Yeah, I have one question.
Go ahead.
It should spread out into multiple questions, but let's go for it.
A question web.
The best mod for a PC. What do you think?
For a PC.
When you say mod, what's like your?
What do you mean mod? Like
parameters.
Upgrade or like something you're doing to
like
make it
like an SSD. Like you have a fully built tower and you want to upgrade it from whatever it is.
Tell me what you mean by fully built.
An SSD if you don't have it easily.
Yeah, what do you mean a fully built? A working computer.
You just mean a working computer or like a fully built computer? Because like mine is like,
what is
your
difference between a fully built?
So a fully built, like think about it as like, you know, all the teeth, like just everything that you can possibly put into it. To make
no,
it as
I'm
nice
just
saying you have like if
I'm
you have like
saying,
a budget setup. Let's assume you have a budget setup, like
so
no
you
SSD,
like a
you have an
$300
HDD, you have
computer.
Like 8 gigs of RAM, and like I don't know, like a maybe you don't even have a dedicated graphics card or a
oh god, don't talk to me.
Dedicated graphics
then.
You have integrated.
Oh.
Or should we assume that you have like a 1050 Ti or
let's
something?
Let's just assume that you're running 1050.
Are you just reading us
Intel,
your build?
Huh?
Are you just reading us your build?
No, Intel
like an
i3
with like an HD like a 1 terabyte HDD.
Yep, 1 terabyte.
Okay, how many gigs of RAM?
Let's say 8 gigs.
Eight gigs of RAM. Yeah. What's the speed, read and write speed on the terabyte HDD?
2600.
I still think it's definitely an SSD.
At this point, SSD.
SSDs are so cheap.
Yeah.
And you can get like a.
I'd say SSD and then
SSD.
More RAM.
Yeah.
Like yeah. You get the biggest bang for your buck.
Buy two more 8 gig sticks of RAM, or two more 4 gig sticks rather, and an SSD.
But what if you don't have? What if you don't have slots on your motherboard for two more?
Okay, I'm sorry. If you don't have a motherboard that can take at least 4 sticks of RAM, just quit now.
What
just stop. I swear, if you're just telling us your build and asking us how to make it better, I'm gonna be upset.
No, mine has
I know it's
four.
Not his build because I know he has a 1660. So
yeah. Yeah, I just upgraded my RAM. I got 16 gigs now.
I mean, there are still some like competent entry level motherboards that can support, you know, gaming and stuff that only have 2 gigs of RAM or 2 sticks of RAM.
Yeah. What the one thing that I got that I never understood, I never really did research. I just kind of bought it because it had good reviews and it was cheap, but a mini. I guess they call it a mini motherboard.
A mini ATX?
Like a micro ATX?
Yeah,
micro, mini, whatever. Yeah, it's just for a smaller footprint, so you can run a smaller case.
Yeah, if you have a smaller case, you need a micro ATX.
I take it back. If you want a free mod that you can do on your terabyte drive, you can short stroke the drive. And what that means is that you basically partition off a portion of it that's on the outer edge of the disk, the physical disk part. It's kind of nerdy, but you can actually make a smaller partition of it that has a higher write speed than the middle to inner edge of the disk. Therefore, you
I've
get a faster speed. I did that with one of my terabyte drives that I have in there for like video and various games
but
and whatnot.
But then
and it makes a world of difference.
Yeah, I've heard about doing that, but if we're talking like just your average Joe Schmo,
yeah,
no one's gonna be tampering with that.
But you can look up a YouTube video on how to do it if you want, and it's free. It costs you nothing. You already have the terabyte drive in there.
You can look up a YouTube video. If you have $0. But I think that's a little bit more complicated than
you
can build your own PC. Like, yeah, you can look up a YouTube video on that. And that's super easy now. But when you start tampering with your HDD.
But that's, I mean, if you can put more RAM in your PC, you can short stroke your hard drive.
You got to think there's people out there that are watching YouTube videos on building their own PC, and they forget to put thermal paste on their CPU cooler. So,
bye.
Yeah. So you gotta think about that too.
Okay, that's fair. But if you're tackling the fact that you're gonna build and upgrade your PC on your own, you should be able to do that. It's actually less risky than trying to replace your RAM. Because you're going to have that one guy who leaves it plugged in and running while he tries to plug in two more sticks. And then it's going to be a problem.
Or the guy that doesn't know how to use the little clamps on the side and just pulls
it up and just cracks his motherboard.
or he puts it in the wrong way.
Wrong way.
You guys are hurting backwards.
Yeah.
And then just makes his own notch and then...
It's like, the RAM I got has the notch on the opposite side. It must be JDM.
Cuts a hole. Make it fit.
JDM RAM.
JDM.
Oh, man, I got the JDM import RAM.
Dang it.
Got that import RAM.
No, that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'll make it work.
Give me a skill. Who's got a skill saw?
Just use the file. You can just file it down a little bit. It's fine. I'm cringing talking about this. I want to be done.
This hurts.
Can we please stop?
Just take out one or two teeth. It'll be fine.
Okay, so best free mod.
Oh, God.
Best free mod if you have, let's say,
you have to buy it.
A beginner to a moderate level of tech experience would be what Devin said.
But yeah, it's not a hard thing to do.
Well, let's
but
say
it does,
you have to,
it's not something that the average person would think about doing.
Yeah,
and let's just say put another like stipulation. You have to buy this thing too. You can't just
SSD all day.
Yeah, I'm still saying SSD and more RAM for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SSD number one, more RAM number two. Then move on to, can you upgrade your processor or graphics card or whatever else you have,
or
could add another fan if you're having overheating problems. You know,
cooling too.
Yeah,
but
it depends.
One thing people forget and could cause major problems.
Airflow,
is
like
if
direction.
Your airflow also, but when you're doing major upgrades to a computer and not just rebuilding it, you have to remember to up your power supply.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're just going to be, you're either going to fry something or you're going to damage something or
it just won't boot. People definitely forget about having enough power. They're just like, if I plug it in, it's going to have enough power automatically. But
it's a little bit of an afterthought, to be honest. I mean,
yeah. All right. So with that, we went over the tech kind of computer side, the nerdy side. So let's go over best mod for a car. Because we are the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. So what's the best mod for a car?
Okay,
stipulations. It's a street car.
Daily driver type street car? Or like, I go out on a Friday night and I race across the bridge street car.
It's a daily, but you like to go out at night at like 3 a.m. and race.
Okay.
And this car is already turbocharged.
Okay,
tune it. Come on, you're
tune.
You took away the easiest one.
I'm going to keep saying it until you acknowledge
it. Tune with stock ECU, or are you going to get
tune with stock ECU? Even with the stock ECU, just tune it. Okay. So think about it like this: you got like the VW GTI. Okay, the Mach 7, for instance, you can get almost 100 horsepower out of just retuning it. No mods.
Yeah.
Just bone stock, you tune it, you get almost 100 horsepower. Or it's possible to get 100 horsepower.
Especially with forced induction.
Yeah, well, they're already turboed.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, tuning with forced induction.
Oh, is, yeah.
It's
an extra layer on top.
You can potentially add a lot of horsepower just by the tune.
Yep, number one thing is a tune. If you're going for, you know, budget type deal, like, okay, you only have, say, $300 to spend. I mean, you could always do an intake or an exhaust if you want, like custom exhaust.
I was thinking like a custom exhaust, or you could maybe make an argument, depending on what kind of tires you already have, for tires, I think.
Yeah, but then weight reduction. That puts into account what wheels you got.
Yep.
And what parameters are on your wheels, because and then also, there's no use in getting Nittos if you have 15x7s.
I think that what we're getting into here is way harder than the PC question, because there's so many more parameters.
There are.
Well, think about it. You could have, you know, a 4-cylinder turbo or a V6 turbo or a V8 turbo.
Okay. Let me make a difference
between what you're doing.
Build us a car, Corin.
Let me narrow down the question to something that can relate to all of us. You're buying a Miata, a stock Miata. Doesn't matter what year. Let's just say it's a NA8, so it has the 1.8.
So my Miata.
So your Miata, and you want to have more fun, like. No matter what it is, your main goal is just to have more fun. Because, you know, when you buy Miatas, you don't buy a Miata to go out there and race people. You buy a Miata to have fun in the car.
You don't know my life.
So you bought a Miata. It's out there
at 3 a.m. So you bought a Miata.
Nobody says I'm going to race and win. Everybody knows I'm going to race it, though.
Bone stock, NA8, what are you getting?
I think Devin is the most qualified since he has a Miata currently.
I'm qualified too.
If you're like me, you go with whatever the cheapest mod is. Yeah. But
you did not go with the cheapest mod by any means.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You bought a $600 roll bar.
Yeah, but the first thing I did was I put on a wrap. I went for appearance first.
Oh man.
Okay, if you're talking, that's something
that we haven't touched on. Do you just go for an appearance factor?
Yeah.
An aesthetic factor.
Well, I personally would go exhaust. Because then you get that nice sound of whatever you're driving, and it, you know, it's kind of showy. You get to show it off to the people around you.
What are you showing off? Also,
the noise of your car.
The noise of your slow-mobile? Like,
yeah, dude. What are you talking about?
Like, I don't plan on doing my exhaust first.
It's like I would go up to people with like the baseball cards and the tires of their bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no,
you know, I just go up to someone, no matter my top down, look them dead in the face, and just rev my Miata to 75,000 and just hit the red.
75,000 or 7,500? Because my Miata doesn't rev that high.
75,000. You said it.
You blow that sucker.
It's a rotary Miata.
You only get to do this trick once. It's my party trick.
And you have to do it at a light with your top down while you're making eye contact.
There cannot be anyone actually around you, because you will blow up and take them with you.
Yep.
But you got to make eye contact with somebody. Otherwise, it's not worth it. Abort.
Yep.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I did. Well, hold on. So I did buy that roll bar. I got the Hard Dog roll bar. It actually came in, by the way. What?
Did you put it in yet?
No, I got it like Saturday night. It came at like 11 o'clock Saturday night.
So okay. Did you put it in yet?
Yeah. No. So did you put it in yet?
I'm going to put it in this weekend.
Fair enough.
It was kind of a necessity because I plan on taking the car to the track the first week of next month.
Cool.
So because of that, I'm going to have to wait and put it in this weekend, and then it'll be good to go for the track. But that's the main reason I got that first, because otherwise they wouldn't let me race.
That's fair.
Okay. And Sonic.
I thought nobody followed up with that. Did I lose connection?
That's what I was looking at too. I was like, I still have internet.
Quiet.
It was literally nothing.
Anyway,
there was no sound. I 100% was waiting for the little Discord like sound.
Yeah, I was too.
I'm gonna add that in.
Yeah, right. Just leave that in there. Everybody's gonna look and be like, "Did I just lose internet?" Everybody will fear it. If I did choose like a performance mod to go with first, the thing that I would be doing on there is the turbo kit. I was looking at the Flying Miata one because it does come with pretty much everything that you need to get started for it, which is kind of nice because then you don't forget about any parts that you need, stuff like that. And you get a nice little bump in power and full instructions and support and all that good stuff. But that would definitely be the performance mod,
not a kit.
Is a kit not a mod?
I mean, it is, but that's a kit. That's a multiple. I mean, things.
Okay. So what if I bought an eBay turbo and slapped it on there? It's the same deal.
No, because the kit comes with the intercooler, the headers,
so
and the freaking
turbo. I'm not going to go and do headers or an intake or an intercooler on it without doing all the rest of it at the same time. What's the point?
That is true. That is true.
Like then I'm throwing away money. I did, though. The first thing I did do before the roll bar and, you know, the wrap is the interior. I took out the door handles. I'm a bigger guy. It's not as easy. But taking out the door handles and replacing them with a strap.
Big guy in a little thing. Car.
Yep. For sure.
But, come on.
I replaced it with a little strap for the door pull, and it made a world of difference.
Oh yeah.
But the car actually already has a bunch of suspension mods on it from the previous owner. So it does handle pretty nice.
I have to say the main thing going through my head right now is those episodes of Top Gear or now Grand Tour where they go to like another country and they get these like cheap cars and then they have to customize them for whatever they're going through. That's the only thing going through my head right now.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, that would be cool. Actually, there's a Miata not too far from me right now that's for sale. It's a 91 and it is $2,900 they have it listed for.
I have $1,500 in my bank right now.
That's your Miata fund right now?
What do you want? Huh?
That's your Miata fund right now?
That's it.
Currently, yeah.
Well,
I'm a poor, poor man.
I was talking to my wife about it and wanting to try to get a second Miata for off-road because I'm having so much fun with this Miata.
Off-road Miata?
Yeah, they make a 3-inch lift kit.
So then you're probably just going to get like a clap. Your second one will probably just be a clapped out one there.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, really won't be paying too much attention to a lot of stuff on it as long as it, you know, runs fine.
Slap a big lift kit on there, some giant knobby tires.
$300 you can get a 3-inch lift kit for the Miata.
That's not too bad, actually.
That's insane.
Yeah, and then, you know, just some tires and you're off to the mud pit or wherever. I don't know, like dirt roads, whatever you want. But I think that would be so much fun. It's way cheaper than a side-by-side, that's for sure.
Yeah. I've seen guys in BRZs. And
like, yeah, the off-road BRZs.
Yeah, the off-road BRZs. That would be interesting. Yeah, because you wouldn't have to do anything to it except the lift and tires.
Yeah. It'd be like super easy, super cheap, and easy to fix when something breaks.
If you're actually looking, there's a bunch of cheap clapped out Miatas in Lakeland people are trying to sell.
There's a bunch of cheap clapped out Miatas everywhere.
Yeah, and there's like... They're either going to buy a clapped out Miata or a stock Miata that someone's trying to sell for $5,000.
Yeah. That's true. It's hard to find one in the middle.
Yeah.
I think we answered that question, kind of.
Yeah,
or at least I did.
We did.
Covered that one pretty thoroughly.
I think we can move on from that. Yeah.
Have you guys heard of this new game?
How dare you?
Called Genshin Impact? I sniped you. Haha.
Who?
Genshin Impact?
Genshin? Spell that?
Genshin.
Impact. Oh, that's right.
I already found it.
I spelled okay. that wrong.
Anime, already like it.
It's okay, also so you're weird. Affectionately gotcha. Been called the Breath of the Waifu because it's very, very similar to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, but it just has anime waifus. Oh, God,
so much noise on their website.
So this game's kind of came out of nowhere. Is and it a,
oh, okay.
It's open it's, world.
It's free to it's play.
PlayStation it's, 4, Switch, Android, iOS, Microsoft, Windows.
It's on no every Xbox. It's yeah. on everything, and it's free to play. Oh, it's wait, a free to play, no, a single player story driven game with like a little bit of optional monetization.
Hmm.
And this thing has now the largest Chinese developed international launch ever.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, this game like pretty much just came out and it's really blown up. Like it's all over Twitch. There's people playing it and uploading it on YouTube. And it
September 28th.
It's very fairly optimized or not optimized, monetized as well. Like there's nothing game breaking that you can buy. You can't like buy, you know, anything that's going to allow you to just completely breeze through this the game or anything. It's I think all just cosmetic stuff for the most part.
That's cool. Is there any multiplayer?
I don't think so. I think it's just like a single player. It's very similar to Breath of the Wild
yeah, in gotcha.
A lot of aspects, but the combat system actually looks really cool. You can like switch between characters on the fly, and like each character has like a completely different combat style and feel to it.
Hmm.
It's kind of interesting. And again, free to play, which is kind of crazy.
So how is it monetized? Just by the
like in-app cosmetics. Purchases or just in-game purchases for just
cosmetic stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's all cosmetic.
Huh.
That's pretty cool, actually, because there's I do wish that it had some sort of online version, because that would make it that much better, because we see a lot of online games that it's pay to win, and that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Well, not kind of, it just does suck.
It does suck.
I mean, you don't want to spend $500 to...
We can kind of branch off of that a little bit more and just talk about like the free-to-play model games. In general.
Yeah, could do
because
that.
a lot of like we see Destiny that you know came out just like any other game, $60 every platform, and now they're free to play,
mm-hmm.
which is
but you do still have to buy like the expansions,
yeah, the DLC and stuff, yeah. yeah. But I mean, mm-hmm. before you had to buy the game and the DLC, so it's yeah. like
I so think you this can whole... you can try the game and play like up to max, oh maybe not quite max light level, but. You can play yeah. all the stuff that came out from the base game for free, which is that's a lot true. Of stuff.
Yeah, and you have other games like Guild Wars where it's a free to play MMO, and
which Guild Wars did a similar thing. You did have to buy the game when it first came out. It wasn't
yeah.
until shortly after the first expansion launch for Guild Wars 2 that they went free to play.
It was after Heart of Thorns, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And now it's free to play. You can play all the way up to max level, play all the base game story, and then you buy the expansion. You buy the latest expansion and you get the past expansion for free.
Yeah, so this is one thing that I always thought. And it wasn't even that I thought. It was the one thing that it was is that when a game went free to play, that meant the game was dead. Because like if you think about it, the one game that comes to mind immediately is Star Wars The Old Republic,
mm-hmm.
the MMO. That game had so much hype and so many people pre-ordered it, and I also pre-ordered it. I played the mess out of that game. I got like 3 characters to the highest level, and then they fell short on updating it and adding more stuff, and I just lost interest. And then I tried to get back into it, and then they went free to play, and it just turned into who had the deeper pockets to buy all the stuff.
Yeah, that kind of It kind of just goes, it depends on how the developer wants to transition it to free to play. So that's kind of, I think, an example of how it can be done badly. Because I haven't played it, but from what you've described, it basically sounds like the more that you spend, the more boosts you can get, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you have a good example in Rocket League, for instance. They just went free to play, but all of the things that you could buy are all purely cosmetic. It doesn't improve your skill or your speed or anything. It's just purely player skill and cosmetic enhancements to be bought. So that's that's a good way of doing it, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, for sure. Having a skill-based game and leaving it at exactly that, skill-based and not pay-to-play.
Or League of Legends.
I mean, well, they were always free-to-play, right?
Yeah, they were always free-to-play.
Yeah.
And they've always had the microtransactions that change cosmetics. But it doesn't
buy
the game.
You can also buy champions too. But I mean,
those for free.
You can earn those too.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't really see that as being too big of a deal. It's not like you get, and each champion has their own benefits. So it's not like you just buy, you know, oh, this guy's so overpowered, I'm just going to buy him and win everything.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting to see how different games do it. And you have another example like Warframe. It's always, I think, always been free to play. At least as long as I can remember.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's always.
Like, pretty much the only thing that you buy with actual money, the only thing that you can actually only buy with money is the newest, what's called Prime accessories, which is like whenever a new Prime Warframe and guns are released, there's an accessories package that goes along with them, and those things you can only buy with money. But apart from that, a lot of other things you can just buy with platinum, and you can actually earn platinum for free by like trading with other players. You don't have to buy it with real money. So you can get pretty much everything in the game by just playing the game smartly and actually like playing a market and selling stuff to other players to get platinum and then using that platinum. So that's another interesting system.
It's crazy how free to play games have evolved, because now free to play is like, you know,
it's kind of the norm.
Esports games, you know, all these games are free to play, like League, Counter-Strike is free to play.
Yeah, Counter-Strike is free now, yep.
Counter-Strike is free now?
Yep.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
It's been free for a little bit.
Oh. I don't really pay attention to it, but I didn't know that.
Not too long. But like when I thought of like free to play back way when, I thought of like games like
Mobile
World of Warships
games.
And and like tanks and
Clash
stuff
of
like
Clans.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But they have really evolved and for the better.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
What's interesting too is when games that aren't on Steam go on Steam and you see a huge spike in the player base, like even again, you can take Star Wars The Old Republic. When it went on Steam, its player base like doubled for at least a little while. Then it kind of went back down, but it's still way higher than it was before.
Because there's so many people that want to use a reliable downloader to manage it.
Yeah.
And it makes it so much easier when you go through Steam for stuff.
I think it's just another matter of having eyes on it. Because you load up Steam and you have the banner that scrolls across, and I'll usually click through the banner and see like, oh, what's Steam recommending for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Steam, kind of just segue off that, Steam is, I think they have more in the tank. Like they have more to give, because I mean, they have probably the biggest video game library.
It's the biggest on PC for sure.
Yeah, all of PC, right? And then they added, I don't know when, but I think it's been around for a while, the streaming. You can stream directly to Steam.
Mm-hmm.
So they have kind of their own little streaming thing there.
I don't think anyone really does it though. Like they'd have to invest a lot into that to get it
onto
like a Twitch level.
But right, but the fact that it's there, people are going to just try it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it now and we got like, I'm looking and this person has 580 viewers, 300, 400.
Really?
So I mean, it's not terrible. I don't know how it's monetized. I'm assuming it's just like Twitch and stuff, but
I have no idea.
I know nothing about it. So
like the only time I've streamed anything on to Steam was just so like a friend could see what I was doing.
Yeah. Now you just stream to Discord.
Now that's on Discord.
Discord's got it now.
So. But like what Devin said about Steam being the most trusted place to get your games and to launch from, just because of how secure it is. Me and Devin talked about this last week, is Origin, which is probably, in my opinion, the worst in every
you don't even
way.
Need it now, because like pretty much all those games are on Steam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking about that, like I wanted to play like FIFA and stuff, and the EA like sports games you can't get through Steam.
Right.
So it's like you have to get them through.
It's like such a begrudging thing. Like, I want to play like The Sims or something. Got to load up Origin.
And like I told Devin, I won't like go on it too much because we talked about it pretty extensively last podcast. But I haven't been able to log into Origin in about a year and a half, and I've literally tried everything. I have made emails specifically for Origin just so I can get the verification, and I have not been able to get verification. I called the customer support, and they got to the point where they're like, oh, well, you're probably just going to have to make a new account. I've made new accounts. Still doesn't work. I'm like, I just got to the point where I gave up. I was like, this is not worth it. It's not worth my time.
I guess I just won't play those games.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I guess I won't play any sports games ever.
Yeah.
But
and then you have like, you know, the Epic Store, which is better, but it still has its issues. Like,
yeah,
at least you can get free stuff, which is cool.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to go there if I can also get it on Steam still. I'm still going to go on Steam because that's where all my other games are. That's where my friends lists are, you know.
Yep, I do my weekly login on the Epic Store to get my free games and then log back out.
Yep.
Which is kind of scummy, but I mean hey
I don't even do that.
I'll take his money anymore. I can't remember who the
I will say Epic Games is giving, they give away like brand new $60 games.
Yeah,
they
what was it, Total War Troy that you could get for free? Yeah, like the first
they
day?
I got the brand new Hitman that just came out free. Let me look. Hitman was the one that probably the biggest. That game Remnant I got for free. Haven't played it. Watch Dog 2 free.
Escapists, I know that.
Escapists, yeah.
And Overcooked.
That game is so much fun.
So I just realized I can log into my Origin, but it still doesn't show me any of the games that I've purchased.
Oh, yeah.
Any of my friends.
Any of my achievements. He tried to log in last podcast as we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I logged in, but they deleted everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It tells me I don't own any. Like, the only game I have is, like, Apex Legends, which is, like, half downloaded. Apparently.
And it's free.
Yeah, and it's free.
Wow.
But, like, they took away my profile picture. They eliminated my entire friends list. If I go on EA.com,
that I had on Origin.
If I go on EA.com, it shows like my game specific IDs for games I've played on there, but it also shows me that I don't actually have any games on the launcher. And I've been a member since 2013, apparently. And it still doesn't want me to to get into it.
What do you think about BlizzNet?
Battle.net?
Battle.net. Battle.net's okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, it's cool.
I have nothing bad to say about it. I've used it in the past for games before, and it's okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I used it when Destiny launched and for StarCraft 2, but that's about it.
I got to retract my statement. Apparently, I have multiple accounts for Origin. And I found a different one that I have that has two of my games.
Oh, okay.
Just so like scattered across.
They just, yeah. They just spread them out.
Yeah. This is my FIFA account.
Yeah.
This is my NFL.
Apex Legends account.
Yeah, right. This is Apex.
Which apparently this account. One's also been since 2013. So, jeez. And it has, and it's tied to the other account, but apparently I can log in using either password and they both show me different things.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, the only time I fire up Origin is if I get the urge to play Sims 4 for like a day and just have fun creating a character just, and just
yeah,
causing
can
havoc.
You please just make something that's usable for once in your life? Like,
tell you what they have made that's games? Usable is that new Star Wars game, though. Rogue Squadron.
Squadrons?
Yeah, is it Squadrons or Rogue Squadrons? Whatever
isn't
it is.
Squad- Steam, it's called Squadrons.
Yeah,
it's on
that
Steam, yeah.
Actually
yeah.
looks really good. And again, there's like no monetization in it, right? There's no microtransactions, I think.
Is it free?
No, it's $40.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a good Star well, I mean, Wars game for only $40, and it has like a really good VR integration as well if you have a VR headset. Like
the thing is, okay. they got I think EA is kind of walking away from the whole pay to win because of how much
except
beef
for other sports
got.
Franchises.
Yeah, except for sports franchises. But with those, it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of hard to pay to win on those, I think, at least.
Right.
I don't know. I don't play any
I haven't
games,
played a sports game since like Madden 12. So I have honestly no idea.
But like when they got all the beef for Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
I mean, they
which,
literally...
You
want
to talk about games that actually are pretty good now? Battlefront 2 is actually a pretty good game.
Is yeah. it? Yeah. I haven't played yeah. it for quite a while, but
because they like actually reversed played. Pretty much all that stuff that they yeah. did that was super scummy. And
I
now
never
it's actually a pretty
two.
Good game.
I never played two. I only played the first Battlefront.
Hmm.
But what about
the
original?
First? The first Battlefront or the first Battlefront?
The first of the new generation.
Did you guys play the first, like
yes.
the original and
oh,
the,
yeah,
like
PlayStation
the original
2?
Battlefront 2?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh
me
my
and Devin,
gosh.
Me yeah. and Devin grew up on that game.
Yeah, dude,
we
would
literally
play that
would
like
play that
every
nonstop.
Moment
best,
that we could.
Best game. That's my childhood is like Battlefront
bro,
and Battlefront 2.
We'd have like Vader running around on the map and you'd have to
yep.
like grenade
yep.
him off of the edge because you can't actually
kill him. You're like, oh God.
You're like, no, no, no. And then you just pick like heavy troopers to try to blow him up off the
yep.
side of the map.
Yep.
Like, that was the best.
Yeah.
Getting did
in
you guys
all
the like the space battles in Battlefront 2?
No.
Yes, it was so
I liked
what?
Them.
You didn't like them?
I preferred the on-the-ground battles because...
Yeah,
I, just,
I did too, but...
And then the second one where you could actually play as a Jedi was pretty boss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The second one had is what had the space battles where you had to like blow up
yeah,
the
yeah.
enemy's capital ship. I
yeah.
thought that was
I thought that
cool.
was cool.
No,
yeah, I
didn't
cool.
not like it, but it wasn't my favorite thing to do in it.
Yeah, it wasn't my
I can
favorite
see that.
Either.
Yeah. It
but
was fun though.
I will say being able to go and board the other ship, that
yeah.
was awesome.
Yeah, like,
yeah
I
that
would,
was
like,
cool.
So I would sit on like the carrier ships until
uh-huh.
I had a full crew, and then we'd all just fly in
yep.
straight into the hangar, land, and then just go like straight for the reactor
and
try and
just
blow it up.
And then yep. just spawn camp.
Yep.
The good old days when
oh,
they
man.
Could make
I
really
wanna, like,
good video games.
I want to download that again. Although
the
I think
old...
they took the servers down, didn't they?
I think so.
I'll have to look that up. I know about the original is down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
I
like
remember...
the original, you never even played online hardly. Like
yeah,
most of what
you
did was you
could...
couch co-op.
You couldn't
yeah.
really. I mean,
yeah.
there wasn't really online back
PlayStation
then.
PlayStation 2 online was a joke.
So bad.
Entirely.
I remember you coming over and us plugging in our PlayStations to play LAN.
Yeah.
Oh,
got the
man.
Cable connecting them.
Yep.
Yep. Good old days.
Man, we've come a long way.
Dude, we really have. It's kind of impressive, honestly.
To think, I mean, I had an original PlayStation. I mean,
same.
I was super young, but I had an original PlayStation, and now we're on 5. Like,
right?
That's ridiculous.
And
that's
not
really
only that,
weird.
But like now it requires internet to work.
For most
yeah.
stuff, yeah.
And like closing statements, kind of. We have like our parents that they witnessed the birth of like video games, basically, because they had the arcades, and they were the ones to first see the first like consoles you can put in your house with,
right?
With Nintendo 64, Atari, Sega, Dreamcast, Sega, yeah. But I feel like we, especially us three,
this is definitely the peak.
Yeah, have seen the peak and the dramatic growth from just from PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3. Like, just sit there and think of how much of a jump that was.
You don't think it's that much when you picture the game in your head, but if you go back and you look at actual gameplay from games on like the original Xbox and PS2, it's like, wow, this looks so much worse than I remembered in my head.
Not even just gameplay, the games, the hardware. Like, PlayStation 3 had a Blu-ray player in it. You couldn't even play DVDs in a PlayStation 2. Uh-huh. Like, it's just, it's when you sit there and think about it, it's crazy.
And people are talking about like the memory expansion on like the new Xbox One or Xbox Series X.
And Sega.
It's pricey. Sega,
you couldn't even save. You couldn't save. There was no save function on the Sega Genesis. And that was the bane of my existence. I would try to leave that thing on for like a week at a time.
The cartridges. Yes. And if you went over a friend's house and you accidentally forgot your cartridge, you couldn't play any of your save data.
Yeah.
So you're just screwed.
Then you're starting over to try to win.
Expansion. Now you can have a memory expansion on your Xbox, and it's like a terabyte.
Yeah.
Having memory cards corrupt and losing all your stuff. Gosh.
The red ring of death from 360s.
Yeah.
The yellow whatever of death from PlayStation.
Mm.
That was PS3, but PS2 was just you had to put in the game and hope
you had to put in the game and then pull out the game and then put it back in because you're trying to see if the little pillars that show up actually finish rotating. Yep. And you're like, come on. And then sometimes it took longer.
You hear that. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And then if you heard the whomp, you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on, let's go.
Or like, were you like the dust off the disc the
and
Boy.
Hope and pray?
Yeah. I've seen so many. No, go ahead.
I was just like taking the cartridge out of the Game Boy to blow out the dust and then put it back in.
Same thing on the Sega. Yeah. Or like having to power on and off the Sega a million times to try to get a game to launch.
Oh, God. I remember putting in CDs in my PlayStation 2 that were utterly destroyed. Like so many scratches and just
I remember
putting
your games
it in.
For the PlayStation 2. Like, I don't know how any of them worked. Like, there was a reason you were not allowed to borrow my games.
Yeah, I had when I was younger, I had such a bad habit of just I never put my games back in the case. I just stacked them.
I think your cases were made out of sandpaper somehow.
I stacked them between pieces of sandpaper
to kind of get them, you know, that little bit of separation.
Yeah, you don't want to put them right on top of each other. That's just bad.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
Oh man. Just thinking about we're going into this next generation where we're getting consoles that don't even have disk drives anymore.
Yeah, you can have
like discs no are disc becoming drive obsolete. I can't remember the last time I've bought a disc.
I haven't bought disc in forever. I've bought some cartridges for my Switch.
The last game I bought the disc of, it was either Star Wars: The Old Republic or Guild Wars 2.
The last disc I bought for PC was StarCraft 2, Wings of Liberty.
Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah, I love StarCraft.
We should play that, guys. We all have that, right?
Yeah.
Let's get on there.
I think I have it.
I love playing as the Terran, and I would just turtle in my base. I'd put the barracks around the ramp coming up and with a bunch of siege tanks in siege mode.
Good times.
Oh man, the Zerg rush.
Yeah. how do you get that many Zerglings? It's 5 minutes in.
Protoss cheese.
Yeah.
We require more pilots.
Good times, man. Dude, just I remember playing StarCraft 2, watching my or StarCraft 1, the original one, watching my grandfather play it.
Yep.
And like he taught me how to play. And then once we
Your grandfather was a G, dude.
Dude, he was. I miss him so much. It's ridiculous. But no, he taught me how to play StarCraft, which was awesome. And then I started playing online, and then he would sit and watch me play because he couldn't keep up with how I was playing. And he's like, oh, you're playing so much better than me. And like, he would sit and watch me play. And that's one of my favorite memories of him.
That's pretty awesome.
Or the thing I'll never forget is in the first StarCraft when you're playing the single player mode.
Oh.
The cheat, show me the money.
Mm-hmm. I know. I still remember like all the cheats. Like Black yep. Sheep Wall took the Fog of War away.
Yep.
Food
yep.
for Thought was unlimited resources.
Supply. Or mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
Power Overwhelming was a god mode.
Then mm-hmm. Show Me the Money was just it added minerals. Like 100,000 credits or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Man, wow, we are nerds.
Yep, we gotta play that again, guys. That game is still alive and well, and we gotta jump back in there.
So before we end it, I do want to say we have been talking about setting up a time where we either stream. I don't know if we're gonna stream or just record us playing games together, whether you know whatever game it is, but. You know, if you're listening to this, let us know if that's something you would like to see us three goofballs playing a game together, because I think that would be fun.
Yeah. It'd be cool if like we taught each other a game that we were really good at too.
Oh yeah, like pick a game that the other two haven't played and have to teach them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's gonna be hard.
That would be frustrating.
That'd be really frustrating.
But that would be so frustrating.
It'd be hard too because we all kind of have dabbled in everything. So
yeah, that's true.
I feel like we'll figure it out. We have our games that we really like that are a little bit different, though.
Yeah,
that's true. All right. Well, I think we should probably wrap it up here, guys. We've had a productive hour or so. Talked about a lot of stuff, from putting Crysis 3 on VRAM and talking about antique consoles and how much those have improved over the years, as well as somehow Dodge sold two new Vipers this year, which makes no sense. But we appreciate you guys listening and hope to see you again next week. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Peace.